I was asked to go up to entertain a crowd to come from Belfast, and we came to a Church of Ireland hall up in Newton, and myself and another man were asked to go up to entertain them.
That's very good.
And it wasn't very long, you got the impression, rightly or wrongly, I don't know, that they were a bit bigoted. There had been a lot of orange men among them.
Right.
And an orange man was a thing that I never had any great time for, because I always thought they were bigoted. But this crowd anyway, and I was asked for to do a story. And I said, right, I'll give it to these boys. So I started to tell them the story about two men who were serving with the British Army during the last war. They were out fighting the Japs, and for a very, very unhealthy kind of an atmosphere. Very unhealthy. Now, strangely enough, these two men, one of them was from Sandy Row, and the other one was from Falls Road. One of them was Pat, and the other was Sandy. Now, an old praise is given to know who Pat was. Pat was the one thing, and Sandy was from Sandy Row. And these two men became great friends. Now, at a time like that, whatever wee bit of resentment had existed between them, it was completely forgotten about. It didn't matter. It was completely out of the... never thought of it. These men became great friends. And the commandant, the major that had control of the regiment, decided they were lighting things up. Now, they were sent out every night on patrol, out to crawl about through this long grass on patrol. And the damn thing about it was there were Japs out there too. But the major that had charge of the regiment, he said he would lighten things up a bit. And he put a bounty in these Japs. And any man could come in the morning and prove to him beyond the shadow of a doubt that he kept a Jap during the night, he would get a pound. And this started off, and damn but from the very word go, every night Pat killed a Jap and he had a pound he left in the morning. And Sandy, he was as anxious as the next man to earn a pound, he never gave him a Jap. And that went on for a long time. They were sitting together one day during the day, talking very sensibly. Sandy allowed to put it to Pat's bed and fair, and he says, Pat, he says, how in the hell does it come? He says, you can get a jump every night, he says. And I never can get nobody to shoot. I would shoot them if I seen them, but I never can get nobody to shoot. Yeah. How does it come? You can always get them. Well, Pat says, it's something enough. And if I tell you now, you're the best friend I have, and we're here today and gone tomorrow. But if I tell you, you keep it to yourself. You keep it to yourself, and between it we'll have a nice little earner. He says, there's something of it. He says, we'll be crawling about there. And he says, everyone's quiet. And I just call at the top of my voice, to hell with Hirohita. And he says, involuntarily, you get the jab. And the spur of the moment, they jump up, who the... They would say such a thing about their emperor. They think the emperor was God. And he says, that's what I call. And he says, before he gets time to get in, he says, I shoot him. He says, it's simple enough how it's done. And he says, if you got your point tonight and you walk the same range, you'll score. But keep it to yourself. So they come on the next morning and they're separate all night, you see. And Sandy met Pat coming at the sergeant major's office, sticking a pound into his tin card. And Pat says to him, well, sir, how did you get on? Did you score? And Sandy hit down pretty low. And he says, no. He says, I don't. Well, what happened? He says, Pat, did you not do what I tell you? Aye. He says, I don't. He says, I went out there and he says, I was crawling about. And you got the kind of an instinct at the finish up that the one I'm about, and I jump up and I call to hell with Hirohita. And he is just now 50 yards away from me. The Jap jumps up. And he called to the top of his voice, "To hell with the Pope!" I said, "I hadn't the heart to shoot him." So I heard that the door and scared away.